Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.
Let's get into this, Steve Clifford. I wouldn't call it a bombshell. Hornets, again, having a rough season. Injury, LaMelo Ball shut down, all of that. But Brandon Miller is, I mean, we all know that he is the thing. Like, he is going to be part of their core. Did the Steve Clifford end 2.0, did that in any way catch you by surprise?
It didn't, Adam, and I think, honestly, the part that stunned me a little bit is that Jeff Peterson and ownership were open to bringing him back. I think that's just more of an indication that they feel that Steve got a raw deal with this team. When you have LaMelo Ball only play 22 games this season and 58 games over the course of the last two seasons, you kind of feel like you want to see what he can do with a full deck of cards. But between his injury and Mark Williams' injury and still working with a relatively young roster, they did make some moves at the trade deadline to really improve things and kind of give you at least a sense of having some more veteran leadership on the team. I think there is a sense and a desire from a lot of Hornets fans to want to see what a new coach can do, maybe an ascending type coach. Unfortunately, they were kind of left at the altar by Kenny Atkinson 2 years ago, and so you were robbed of the ability to see what an ascending head coach could do with LaMelo Ball. And I think with new ownership in place, a new man in charge of picking the players and Jeff Peterson, they want to see what they can get in terms of trying to have somebody new potentially lead this ship.
I mean, I know that the trade deadline, it was successful. The outgoings, they brought in draft picks, but those draft picks don't land for a couple of years, I believe, for the most part. What are the prospects, and how can you build around the core that you've got right now?
Well, I think you added a lot of veteran leadership with Grant Williams and Seth Curry, guys who had kind of been through the wars a little bit, and even some other pieces that are great for a rotation, like a Trey Mann. I think Trey Mann brings you something that maybe you didn't get a little bit with Terry Rozier. You get a little bit more size and a little bit more kind of tenacity and an ability to drive the ball, maybe a little bit more on defense as well than you had with Terry. And you also get, you know, a player in Davis Bertans who can be a great player off the bench in terms of three-point shooting. And even a guy like Vasa Micic, who honestly is a very big buy low candidate, who as a 30-year-old rookie really kind of found his groove in this latter part of the season with the Hornets after not really being used and being trapped on that roster in Oklahoma City. Is it a complete roster by any means? No, not necessarily at all. I think you still need to get maybe one more type superstar player in here to kind of gel with Brandon and LaMelo. And you also need some health. I mean, that's the biggest thing right now that's been the problem with the Hornets, is that they've not really had an ability to put forth what they would call a representative roster for anything more than maybe one or two games this season. And that's the thing that whether or not you make moves to change that or try to make different moves to try and get different players in here, you got to at least have players who are more available to play than what the Hornets have had over the course of the last two seasons.
What is the sense about the durability of LaMelo?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. And that's when it's time for my 401k survival
box set.
You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
It's in question right now, Adam. I think the fact that it's the same type of injury gives a lot of people some pause. I don't want to call them out from that sense personally, just to say, because, you know, I can't be inside that young man and know what's going on with his ankles. But I do feel like there are some questions about whether or not he can be someone who handles an 82-game schedule. Again, very few players now in basketball play 82 games anymore. But, I mean, can we get 65? Could we get 70? Could it be a scenario that, you know, you're having to basically deal with him as a part-time player and get, you know, somebody who might be stronger than a 2 but not quite a 1-type point guard in here that can be that supplementary role when you don't have LaMelo on a daily basis? It is definitely in question. And I think a lot of the part of the question, Adam, is the fact that we have seen Brandon Miller emerge and seen players really gravitate towards him. I think we all kind of wondered whether or not LaMelo was going to turn into a leader. But now it almost seems like Brandon Miller has supplanted that role, and LaMelo is probably more content with being somebody who just lets his game do the talking. But that is something that I feel like is a very intriguing spot to watch over the course of the next season or two, is how LaMelo's play does the talking as opposed to, you know, the leadership role that many thought he would probably assume that it seems like Brandon Miller now has.
Will Polashek does post-game work with the Hornets, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube or if you catch this in the best of for the crown, always repping Charlotte FC.
Change before I go to Steve's plush conference at 4 o'clock.
Quite all right. I dig that hoodie. You know, when you were going down the roster, I actually thought you had flipped over and started to talk about Charlotte FC. So, but I do want to ask you this, because to me, as you're describing the LaMelo Ball issue, two things ran through my brain. The first, one of which was, Steph Curry had major ankle issues for the first part of his career, to the point where, as the Warriors were winning titles, Curry was playing on maybe the worst ever contract for somebody who was in a top five NBA player who was on his second deal. It was legitimately like a 4-year, $40 million deal. That's like mid-level exception Steph Curry. But he kind of overcame that. And the other part was all the Ball brothers have had injury issues. I just wonder if they played too much ball, pardon the pun, as kids. If they played too much, or is it just a freak thing?
It's very much a thing you can inquire about, Adam, just because, you know, we've yet to see Lonzo. Lonzo missed the whole season this year. And
feels like he's missed the last three.
It's definitely a corollary, and anytime you have something like that, you wonder if it's a bit of a genetic trend. The Curry point is something that we've brought up a lot here in Charlotte in terms of, you know, that off season where he really took the time and made a regimented change to his off season workouts. He did more deadlifts. He did more exercises to try and strengthen those ankles to where it wasn't hurting him on a day in, day out basis. I think if you're going to be a player of LaMelo Ball's caliber, you have to seek out Steph. I mean, you know, Dell's literally right here. You can basically say, hey, you know, make the connection happen, just because there does seem to be questions about his durability. And the thing that people keep on saying is that, you know, the silence around the injury, LaMelo doesn't do a lot of media. And when he does do media, he doesn't really say a whole lot. So the silence around all that is something that's very, very deafening. But I also think, too, it just comes down to the fact that, you know, this isn't something that should have taken this long to heal. Right. Is he sitting because the organization wants to or because he wants to? All those are unanswered questions now at this point.
All right, let me throw one more thing at you before we let Will Polashek go. Willie P style on Twitter. What is the type of coach that they're looking for? Are they looking for young, offensively oriented? Steve Clifford was a little bit of a kind of an old school guy, in my opinion. He certainly had some things to say earlier in the season. I don't remember the specifics, but he was fairly critical of some of the players, not specifically to the Hornets, but the players who come in who are high draft picks who just aren't ready to compete in the NBA, but they get drafted because this is the way the league does it. He was probably more critical of the teams than he was the players. But what is the next coach? What is the type that they're looking for?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that about Clifford and the criticism. He was doing that to juxtapose how ready Brandon Miller was to play in this league. And so I think he's being complimentary about Brandon and somewhat, I guess, admonishing other players who potentially were coming through the ranks. They're looking for a young coach, from what I can gather, Adam. They're looking for somebody who's an ascending coach. The name Charles Lee has been brought up. He's the top assistant in Boston, has connections with ownership and with Jeff Peterson, the chief decision maker, going back to their combined time with the Atlanta Hawks when he was an assistant there. A guy like a Jordy Fernandez out of Sacramento is somebody who I've also heard on a couple of different things. They did this 2 years ago. I think a lot of the same names are going to be in play. I would be shocked if it's somebody who is not getting their first head coaching job. I don't think you're going to see a retread here. I think you're going to see somebody who is an ascending talent and somebody who can grow with the organization and somebody, hopefully, that, like you said, maybe has an offensive mind and potentially a pedigree with building and being able to mentor point guards like the Hornets will have here with LaMelo Ball having only played 58 games over the last two seasons.
58 over the last two seasons. We don't have to go any further than that. Will Polashek, who plays all the games. You are an Iron Man, my friend. I appreciate your time. At Willie P Style, thanks for the time, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Always good to chat, Adam. Thank you.
I dig the hoodie.
On average, people spend over a third of their life sleeping, yet most sleep disorders go undiagnosed.
I'm Megan Gigling, General Manager of Parkway Sleep Health Centers. Sleep struggles left untreated can lead to health problems and have a serious effect on your quality of life. We've served the Triangle for 20 years. Let us help you get the sleep you've been dreaming of.
If you're in need of a sleep study, a knowledgeable doctor, CPAP machine, or supplies, Parkway has you covered. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit parkwaysleep.com. Sound sleep. Sound health.